Also joining me this morning, the DUP's Gregory Campbell and the Sinn Féin MLA, Pat Sheehan. And good morning to you both. Gregory Campbell, if I could start with you. I mean, is it a fair assessment that sometimes what goes on in the political realm here makes it almost nigh impossible for the police?
Well, I think it's fair to say that sometimes political actions and then the consequences on the ground make it very difficult for policing to be carried out. Seen examples of that down through the years. So I think the new chief constable's in place. He has people in say. I've written to him about a number of matters. I'm sure others have. We need to support totally the police in ensuring that the protection of life and limb and property is at the top of his agenda, and then need to equitably and adequately deal with the other issues like the past. And that is a very, very important matter that has to be dealt with fairly urgently.
Yeah, well, you want him to probe the Deputy First Minister around an allegation of him having a machine gun on Bloody Sunday, allegations that he's already denied. I mean, how does that help George Hamilton get his feet under the desk? And what's going to be a difficult enough month for him?
Well, no, I think what you'd be better saying, Joel, is exactly what I did ask the new chief constable to do. And it is this. Given that there are a number of police officers that have been dedicated now for the last couple of years to investigating what appears to be the actions of soldiers post the Savile inquiry into Bloody Sunday. What I have said to the new chief constable is it the case that, first of all, that is ongoing, and secondly, the cost of it, but thirdly, and equally importantly, if they are doing that, are they investigate the actions of others on the day and around the time of Bloody Sunday, or is it only going to be to the actions of the soldiers? As the Savile report said, which it did, that Martin McGuinness probably, or Ed Thomas, had a submachine gun, is that going to be investigated? So, that's why I said before, we talked about the Martin McGuinness request, it needs to be done. It can't investigate and challenge former soldiers and former police officers.
Yeah, but you're well aware. But
challenge former.
But Martin McGuinness, and important to say again, he's consistently denied being in possession of any weapon on Bloody Sunday. But I mean, this is a classic case of surely dragging the police into a political situation. I mean, this is a party you're sharing government with.
Yes, and that's because people vote for them. Whatever about consistent thing, can't on the one hand, and I noticed Gerry Kelly over the weekend saying that, former police officers haven't really helped the Ombudsman and aren't forthcoming and coming forward about what they did in the past. But they shouldn't do that at the same time as saying that they deny what they did in the past, or that they won't speak about what they did in the past, or that they won't inform the authorities about those carried out atrocities that there have been no prosecutions.
And you don't think the timing of doing this on having this there for the chief constable on his very first day and having that already in his in-tray, it isn't making life difficult for him in what's already a much difficult month?
No, I think it's a case of what he will have to get involved with anyway and try and resolve, as will the rest of us. This is not trying to push something onto the new chief constable. This is an issue that we all have to deal with, and we have to deal with it equitably.
Pat Sheehan, do you feel there is a responsibility on the politicians to try and assist the police here? I mean, if you look at all of these issues, you could point to areas where there's disagreement and the police have been left to pick up the pieces. I mean, you look at parades, for example. You look at, say, the likes of Ardoyne over the last 2 years. When the parade gets the go-ahead, there's violence 2 years ago. When the parade has stopped last year, there's violence, and it's the police who are caught in the middle picking up the pieces, and that comes as a result of the failure of politicians and others to be able to reach any sort of agreement. And in the space of the last 12 months, you would look at that and say, are we any further on?
Well, good morning, Joel. First of all, when you say that politicians haven't reached agreement, we brought in Richard Haass and Megan O'Sullivan to facilitate talks before Christmas, and they put forward proposals. After long drawn-out negotiations, they presented a set of proposals that the unionist parties rejected. So, I mean, this generic term, politicians, I think, needs to stop being used, and you need to be specific about who can't come to an agreement.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I mean, but they could come up with a set of proposals that you may not find acceptable. You know, agreements are about finding a set of proposals that everybody's happy with.
Yeah, and that's why we brought in independent facilitators. I mean, Sinn Féin, in terms of dealing with the past, want an independent international truth commission. The proposals that were brought forward by Haas O'Sullivan were a compromise on that would allow for an independent commission for information recovery and historical inquiries unit.
Yes, and to be fair, you know, everybody's been over all of those arguments, and everybody knows where it didn't go wrong and where it did go right, and where there might have been potential for agreement and where it fell apart. But at the end of the day, there's nothing in place, and again, it's the police who are going to be stuck in the middle, picking up the pieces.
No, you're right, and unfortunately, the police aren't the people who should be dealing with, for example, the legacy of the past. That this is an issue that needs to be taken out of their hands, because not only is it casting a dark cloud above policing and the whole issue of dealing with the past, but it's casting a toxic cloud over the whole body politic here in the north. And in terms of parading, again, the unionists are having difficulty coming to terms with parading. But the police, in a sense, have a quite straightforward job when it comes to policing, because the Parades Commission issue determinations, and it's then up to the police to uphold the law in regard to those determinations. And they should be doing that with integrity, and they should be doing it in an even-handed and impartial way.
But there are other ways, you know, in terms of causing problems. I mean, the Department of Justice saying that the PSNI may have to plan for cuts of up to 10 million, and part of this could be to do with the fact that there's no agreement over welfare reform, and this could be one of the knock-on effects. I mean, there's another way in which the Chief Constable's hands are going to be tied.
Absolutely, Joel, and the Minister of Justice here has sent letters out to the police and the policing board in regard to cutting back on their budgets. But the fact is this, if the police need resourcing and they come to the policing board and make a request for that, then the policing board will go and make representation to the Minister for Justice about extra resourcing. The last thing we want to do is leave the police under-resourced, to leave officers in danger, or to have any officer, you know, exhausted after having to put in long hours of overtime. That's not what we need. We need the police to be properly resourced, and that's what we'll do. I mean, we're in an economic crisis that isn't of our making. The Tory party in London want to make cuts here. They want to hit the most vulnerable in society. We're not going to countenance that. We're going to defend the weak and the vulnerable in society here. That may have knock-on effects, but at the end of the day, we will...
But it's going to be less money. It's going to be less money for the policing budget at the end of the day anyway, isn't it?
Well, we're in difficult economic times. The police will have to make cutbacks anyway, irrespective of the whole issue of welfare reform. But those cuts won't be made at the expense of the safety of police officers.
Do you agree with Gregory Campbell that Martin McGuinness should be probed for allegedly having a submachine gun on Bloody Sunday, the same way everybody else should be investigated?
Well, you know, on George Hamilton's first day as Chief Constable, I doubt very much if that's going to be a priority for him. I mean, we're talking
should it be
about,
done at any stage, though?
We're talking about a day when mass murder took place on the streets of Derry. I think Gregory would be better placed ensuring that there's a proper investigation carried out into those murders. Martin McGuinness has consistently denied ever having had a submachine gun. So I don't think it's a priority for George. He certainly has more important issues facing him as he comes into what's one of the most challenging jobs in policing anywhere. I mean, it's a well-paid job. He's on a salary of in and around £200,000. And he must make sure that he doesn't make the same mistakes as Matt Bagot made. He has to have policing with the community front and centre of everything he does. And what does that mean? It doesn't mean just Bobby's walking about on the beat. What it means is that he has to act in partnership with communities and with other stakeholders in society. Because remember, it was Patton himself who said that policing is too important to be left to the police. That this is a partnership job. It's about engagement with the community, and it's about making sure that policing with the community is front and centre of everything he does as new chief constable.
Gregory Campbell is, and you've probably heard him this morning, is saying, you know, there should be equality. You can't be pursuing possible former soldiers and not pursuing the questioning of someone else who was there just because he happens to be the deputy first minister. Do you take his point?
Well, this is a bit of a myth that you know, it's members of the state forces who are being pursued. First of all,
that's the perception, though.
Well, let's take the perception in terms of the outgoing chief constable and what he has been involved in terms of getting into head button exercises with the oversight and accountability bodies, such as the Ombudsman's Office. There's also been a difficulty in the flow of information from the police to the policing board. So, I mean, there are issues there that need to be resolved. You know, if we're going to investigate everybody who ever carried a gun, it's difficult enough to try and get closure for the victims or for the families of victims who were killed during the conflict, let alone trying to resource the police to investigate everybody who's ever alleged to have had a gun. I mean, I remember Gregory one morning on Stephen's show saying that he couldn't remember if he had ever thrown a stone. You know, are we going to investigate that? Did he actually throw a stone or did he not? You know, we'd be getting into the realms of the ridiculous.